Welcome to Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics, coming to you today from a very echo-filled meeting room at the Compliance and Ethics Institute in Las Vegas. I'm very happy to be joined today by Andy Hinton, who is the Vice President of Global Ethics and Compliance for Google. Andy and I are going to be talking about the subject of how do you handle compliance in a very high-profile company. So, Andy, we're all familiar with the New York Times test. In your case, the challenge is really what comes up first in your own search. How do you keep people focused on the fact that you're a bigger-than-life company and you're going to get a lot more attention than you might expect?
It just isn't hard at Google to do that because we get that attention every day. We deal with that attention every day. Many of the tactics and decisions that less profile companies can take toward new compliance challenges, we just can't. When people think, oh, gee, we won't comply now and wait until we see the first person to get hung up, there's a significant chance we might be that first person. Mm-hmm. So we try and stay out in front.
So how do you do that? I mean, it's got to be hard for somebody, especially someone who's new, you know, they're excited to be there and everything, but they may be coming from a different environment to understand that what may seem small elsewhere can be a really big thing, given Google's size. You know, for example, one of the issues that companies face is we hear a lot about millennials, their lack of filters when it comes to what they're willing to share publicly. Are you finding that to be a real problem or just hype?
More hype than real problem. Millennials at Google, young people at Google, I find them to be an incredibly positive factor in terms of the ethics compliance program and just really the culture of the company. They have high expectations in terms of the conduct of their employer. And so they are one of our key stakeholders together with outside stakeholders in terms of gauging, monitoring, giving us feedback on whether we're doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that actually leads to an interesting question. They're big stakeholders in terms of doing it right, mm-hmm. but when you tell them, no, you're not doing something right, do they look at the compliance program as an ally to them and when the compliance and ethics effort? Do they bristle, like, how do you decide what's right versus what I do?
Don't get a lot of pushback from Googlers generally, young Googlers specifically, with regard to compliance instructions at Google. I think it's probably a measure of the synchronicity between what we're asking people to do and the cultural values base of the company. We don't ask people to do dumb stuff.
Right.
We ask people to do things that make sense and are aimed at real risk. Mm-hmm. So folks get it.
Now, you mentioned the culture of the company. One of the things you're operating in, since you are such a global organization, is both the culture of the company, and then you operate in a lot of different cultures around the world where things are very different. How do you work to make sure people understand that what may seem okay or innocuous in country A really isn't going to fly in country B, and you've got to act at a different behavior level?
I have no doubt we do the same thing that other multinational companies do. We have standard policies, standard procedures, we go out and train, we have standard training. What might distinguish us from other companies is we do spend a lot of time with me and others on the team going out and kind of evangelizing compliance and ethics and expectations to our remote offices. And so I'll go to India and I'll talk about how important it is not to bribe, and we'll talk candidly about micro bribes and how that concept, while it might resonate a little bit in certain countries, doesn't resonate in Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. And so the standard that we have to hold ourselves to is a U.S. standard of no bribes. And we do different iterations of that all around the world, and some of the harder to work in countries, Brazil, China, mm-hmm. Making clear, look, what might be okay conduct in your local jurisdiction, in your local business market, just isn't going to work for us from a global or a U.S. perspective.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And one other question I have is, you know, Google's growth has been fueled only by thinking big. As a joke, I've got a cousin who works at SpaceX. They talk about moonshots less than Google does. I mean, you've got a whole moonshot history there. How do you make the compliance and ethics program part of thinking big? That when people are thinking these sort of grand visions, understanding the compliance and ethics risk and making yourself a part of making that happen in the best possible way?
So I have to tell you, what was Google X, now X, are one of our best compliance customers. Astro, who leads that team, completely understands the importance of ethics compliance. He also understands at a human level that getting caught up in a compliance issue would be an incredible distraction to the moonshots and 10x projects that he and his team are working on. No issues with people understanding that compliance is something you don't roll out of bed thinking, I'm going to make a space elevator, let me contact my compliance lawyer. But you do understand at some point you do need to engage us just to make sure that things don't go south and you don't end up spending tons of cycles working on and focusing on things that aren't necessarily helping you get that space escalator elevator up and running.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's very important also in an elevator with a fall that high that you make sure you're compliant also with the OSHA stuff.
Now, absolutely.
Even though we don't do that here,
absolutely.
It's all
absolutely.
Good. Well, Andy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here. Thank you for being one of the speakers at the meeting. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics, hoping we managed to expand your compliance perspectives today.
My
thank
pleasure.
You.
Thanks.